guys, the holidays are quickly approaching. Don't wait until the last minute to get a gift. Head over to giftingmap.com today. Giftingmap.com. You're listening to Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
Joining us now here on Pushing the Odds, thanks to Old Spice, Jalen Ramsey joins us today. Thanks to the new Old Spice Foamer, a foaming body wash that lathers in a flash. Upgrade your shower experience with Old Spice Foamer at your local Walmart. Jalen, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. Got a lot of cool things I want to get into with you. But first and foremost, being a proud Seminole alumni, tell me what's going on with your alma mater, man. What's up with Florida State this year?
Yeah, man. They're struggling right now. They're really struggling right now, and it's sad. But, you know, I'm still supporting my Noles through and through. They got to get it together, and I think they will. I'm still it might be next year when they get it together, but I think they will. You know, they got a new coach. So they had new schemes and things to prepare for. That he has to get his guys in, his recruits. So, you know, I'm optimistic about what the future holds for the Noles.
Tell me a bit about what this year has been like for you off the field. Becoming a father, having that responsibility, having to become, you know, more of a leader for your defense. What has this year been like for you off the field?
Yeah, off the field, I mean, it's been just filled with love and family and blessings, man. I welcomed my daughter to the earth, and that's been the biggest blessing in my life by far. It's been great, just having a lot of family support, you know, being a new father and still focusing on my profession and just, you know, continuing my brand, continuing to grow. It's all been positive, though, in my opinion.
Yeah. Did anything surprise you about yourself or about your schedule when it came time to become a father? Because I know for myself, I mean, I'm older than you, but my daughter's only 4 years old, so I'm still a relatively new father myself. And I said, you know, once my daughter was born, my job became, it's always very important to me, but obviously my priorities shifted. Did you feel any shifting in priorities in your life when your daughter was born?
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's my number one priority, no matter what now. But at the same time, like I said, though, I have really good support, so I get to keep a good balance of the things that I need high on my priority list to you know, be able to provide for her.
You made a lot of news earlier in this year with a couple of the interviews that you made, and I feel like people don't necessarily know who you are and what, because you speak your mind and you're not afraid to be someone who'll be outspoken. I think you're going to be on this side of the table at one point in the media talking about football when your time is done. But how do you want to have people perceive you? How do you want the public to know Jalen Ramsey?
You know, that part actually doesn't really matter to me, to be honest. I'm just going to continue being me, and you know, there'll be people who like it, and there'll be people who don't like it. One of my big things is I never take it personal, and like an opinion, I never take it personal from someone who doesn't know me personally. Mm-hmm. So that's just my big thing.
So when you say something about a player and you're asked a question, I say this in my own personal life. I say, if you ask me a straight question, I give you a straight answer. If you don't like the answer, that's on you, but you ask the question, so I give you an answer. I feel like that's how you are. Someone asks you, what do you think about that player, ex player, whatever, and you give your honest opinion, right?
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I try to. I mean, sometimes I can be brutally honest, or sometimes I can, you know, sugarcoat things a little bit, but yeah, that's it for the most part.
Have you ever said anything about a current NFL player that after you read it in print or saw it on TV or whatnot, you were like, whoops, maybe I shouldn't have said that? Or do you always just say, hey, that's me?
It's more so on print, because sometimes, like, when you're having a conversation with somebody or you're doing something, people can sense the context of what you're saying it in and the tone and how you're saying it and things like that. But versus print, it's just white and black right there on the paper. So people kind of read it in their own voice, in their own opinion. And so that's the only thing that I kind of learned from those print articles was, I mean, not everybody got to really sense the tone I was saying things in the context of what I was saying things in. So some things were out of context, and, you know, people kind of just ran with it. But that's fine. That's a learning experience. It's all part of being a professional, and that just comes with my profession.
Yeah, you can't read tone, right? I mean, that's oftentimes in
social,
on Twitter too, right? You can't read the tone of which you're writing something. People are going to read it in whatever tone they want to read it themselves, right?
Correct, exactly.
All right, so for you guys this year on the field with the Jaguars, you're off to kind of a rough start. But, look, there's a lot of football left to be played. You guys are in the bye week now, coming off the trip to London. Obviously, things didn't go over there, go well as you wanted to with the game against the Eagles. But what is your thoughts? Well, how are you approaching the rest of the 2018 season?
Man, I'm a super optimistic guy. I really am. And I think this is like a blessing from God that our bye week this year comes directly in the middle of our season. So we have eight more games. You know, we didn't start off, these eight games previously have not been ideal for us. It's not where we want to be. But we have eight more games to get it right, and we have eight more games to create a good playoff team and make that playoff run. And then you know how the playoffs go. Anything goes from that point on.
We're talking to Jalen Ramsey, the Jacksonville Jaguars, here on Pushing the Odds. We're taping this on Wednesday, on Tuesday. We're going to air it on Wednesday. The NFL trade deadline, Dante Fowler was traded from your defense today. He's sent to the L.A. Rams. Were you surprised that he was moved?
Yeah, I was. It's just disappointing. He is not only a really good player, but he's also a good guy, was a really good friend. Is a really good friend, and he's also a really good teammate as well. Most people don't know. It's kind of going back to the media thing, how people perceive him. He was just so misunderstood, but he was a really good teammate. And he'll be missed here, but, you know, best of luck to him in his future career.
You know, when you guys get media reports, you know, there's people saying there was issues with him, with certain members of the defense, that there were some issues going on either after a loss recently. How hard is that to deal with as a player, that whether it's true or not, that the media is putting out stories about the relationships going on inside of your locker room?
Yeah, it gets tough just because, honestly, a lot of the time it is just speculation. It's false. I mean, and if there was something, it is definitely not as big as it was blown up to be. So, you know, that's kind of disappointing, but we know that's also what comes with our profession. That's what comes with it.
Right.
And we know, you know, people just take things and they run with it and it spreads. So, but we try to keep everything tight between each other in those locker rooms. And I feel like that's what we have done.
You guys haven't had the services of Leonard Fournette for a couple of weeks now. It sounds like after the bye week, he could be coming back to help your offense out and ultimately help your defense, because your offense has put your defense in some pretty tough spots where turnovers, because they're built on running the football and leaning on that defense that you're a part of, and they've had to throw the ball quite a bit more than they would have liked this year, and that's led to some tough situations. How big is it for you, how big is it for the team to have Leonard Fournette come back in a couple of weeks?
I think it's huge. I mean, everything you just said, I think, was, for the most part, spot on. That's our identity as a team. We like to run the football and then lean on that defense in the running game. Then everybody else, plays that role very well. So I think having him back will help us tremendously. And he just brings that juice, that swagger, that positive energy out there on the field as well.
You guys whipped the Patriots earlier this season at home, and everybody kind of announced that the Jaguars are the team to beat in the AFC. Is that team still in your locker room, the team that we saw against the Patriots? Is that getting back to that level? Is that still possible this season?
Oh, yeah, 100%, even better than that. That was just a sample. I think we can tap into even much more than that right there, and I'm excited to get back to that football.
How do you do that? How do you tap into that? How do you get better than that team?
We got to do a lot of self-evaluating over this bye week. We just got to reload, come back, ready to play ball, and put in our minds and put in our hearts that we're going to do whatever we have to do to get wins out here.
You guys in that locker room, you're very confident. What's the confidence level in the locker room going down the next 8 weeks?
I think the confidence is there. Like I said, we just have to tap into it. It didn't go away or anything. We went through obstacles. We went through some trouble. But, you know, it's we got a lot of football left to play. So we're confident and we're optimistic about where this season can lead us.
Absolutely. And that division is still very much in play for you guys coming up this season with the bye week. I want to thank Old Spice for letting us talk to Jalen Ramsey today. Remember, the new Old Spice Foamer, a foaming body wash that lathers in a flash. Upgrade your shower experience with Old Spice Foamer at your local Walmart. Jalen, thank you for the time. Love the conversation. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Jalen Ramsey on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline joining us. Thanks to our friends at Old Spice. That was a fun conversation. Really impressive young man. I really came away impressed with everything he said, and not the type that the braggadocious, outwardly cocky, you know, the guy that we thought, at least I thought we were going to hear. I really enjoyed that conversation. If you missed any part of it, you can always get it on Audio Boom on podcastarena.com or go to our Twitter account at SB Nation Radio for a direct link to those podcasts. But next, or right now, time for our daily automotive tip. It's being brought to you by Mike Herzing and our friends at Jeep.
This is Mike Herzing, Let's Talk Wheels, automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. If your vehicle is less than 10 years old, odds are you have a tire pressure monitoring system. When a tire gets low on air, a little picture of a flat tire lights up on your dash. These sensors are a great safety feature because a tire low on air can blow out and cause you to lose control. You know, a lot of times if your tires are just a little low, the first cold fall morning will trigger the sensor and remind you to check your tire pressures. All tires lose pressure, so you should check your tire pressures monthly. Now, if you're just driving along and the light comes on, you most likely ran over something and damaged the tire. If that happens, you need to stop and check it right away. If that tire blows, it can cause thousands of dollars of damage and you'll be adding a wrecker fee. There's no reason to put off checking your tire pressures, folks. Tire stores and auto shops will check your tires and tire pressures for free. So, let's be safe. This is Mike Herzing. Let's Talk Wheels are brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more tips, go to letstalkwheels.com. That's letstalkwheels.com.